Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Newell taking a little time off, de-thawing. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be in with you from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock today. We're going to get you updates on everything you need to know today. If you have any questions about anything related to the storm, do not hesitate to call or text now at 504-260-1870. Today is the day we are on the precipice of serious progress where we expect to see huge leaps in moving forward with getting things closer to normal. And tomorrow seems to still be that blue ribbon day where everything will be kind of the way it was before the storm. At least that's what we're hoping. So we're going to check in all around with officials today and answer all the questions you have and let you know everything you need to know. We've just gotten an update at the top of the hour from the National Weather Service, and I never thought I'd be so happy to see it 38 degrees. In fact, it looks like statewide we are above freezing now all across Louisiana, and I know that's good news to Jacques Thibodeau, director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Hey, Jacques.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, yeah, I mean, 38 degrees, whoever thought we'd be throwing a party for 38 degrees, and I don't see any freezing temperatures in Louisiana right now. That's got to be one of the best things you've heard in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. And what's so important is that has changed since this morning when I was on at 6:30. The good news, for the first time since we started this process, is we got some really good news that we're going to see some areas in the upper 40s and in maybe low 50s, and we're going to get significant melting over the next period of time until tonight. And we believe, based on what that melting is going to do and the progress that DOTD is going to make, it's about to come out that all state office buildings will be open and all schools within Louisiana, with the exception of Terrebonne and Lafourche, will also be opening. So huge progress will be made today, and this was the first really good piece of news that we got since this thing started.
Two caveats to all that. First, not today. We're talking about tomorrow that offices, schools, and everything else will be open. You do not want people en masse trying to get out and about today. Just one more day until tomorrow, right?
That's correct. And I misspoke. It's going to actually be Terrebonne and Assumption Schools. But everybody, we're going to make a lot of progress today. The surface streets are going to be clear. DOTD, you're going to see them make a lot of progress on the elevated portion. We're going to have a refreeze again tonight. But for the first time in this process, we believe that we're going to get this melting today from 10 a.m. all the way through about 5 p.m. So please just try to stay off the roads. Be respectful of the DOTD and let them do their job, and let's get these roads clear so we can put this behind us.
What's going on in Terrebonne and Assumption that the schools there cannot open tomorrow?
Okay, so we have a couple issues. One of the things we're concerned about as this begins to thaw is the water systems. We began to get reports yesterday in Acadiana that water systems were beginning to fail because fire hydrants, the The flange of a fire hydrant is not made of cast iron. Most of it's a composite or a different type of steel. They were beginning to fracture and cause water leaks. So that's the first aspect. So in Terrebonne and in Lafayette Parish, they're having problems with their water systems, mainly because they're having leaks in their fire hydrant flanges. That seems to be isolated right now. We had the state fire marshal called all the fire chiefs all the way from Lake Charles to the North Shore to New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and it just seems to be isolated systems. We are going to have some issues with the water systems, and that's what Terrebonne has right now. They have a water system issue, and it's really mainly in the firefighting arena. Assumption has an issue that's related directly to the school infrastructure itself, where the heat just needs another day to catch up. So gotcha. That's kind of what we're facing across the board with them.
All right. So parents, with the exception of Terrebonne and Assumption, the kids are going back to school tomorrow. And there was massive rejoicing. And most people should be expecting to go back to work tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can get to a sense of normalcy. And we hope that tomorrow we'll see those temperatures get warmer sooner in the day.
Today, a lot of work still has to be done, and I know your crews, DOTD's crews, the parish crews across the state in all 64 parishes, everyone's pretty wiped out. They're tired. It's been a long haul. It's hard to believe that today is Thursday, and this only started on Tuesday. So this is technically just day three of this emergency, but it feels like it's been a whole lot longer. They need the support, the cheering on, and the wherewithal to see this through today, because today is kind of the really peak of the hard work, right?
Absolutely. It's the one that really can help us make a difference. And remember, we started 8 days before the event itself to get the Arkansas snow plows and brine trucks down here. So they've been going pretty hard at it for about 13 days on this weather event. And just be patient with them for one more day. That's all we're asking. And we just don't want to get anyone hurt as we get this close to getting this behind us.
Beyond the problems with the fire hydrants in Terrebonne and Acadiana, other water systems we know are having issues. We're hearing calls. There are already boil water advisories in a couple of parishes here locally, St. Bernard Parish, Lafourche Parish, part of Grand Isle out in New Orleans East, where pressure did drop below that 20 pounds per square inch. And I know a lot of people right now are saying, all right, turn off the water. It's above freezing. Stop dripping your faucets. Let's let these systems catch up.
Yeah, that's what the general message is to tell everyone, hey, we're above freezing now, so you do not need to drip your water. And water is our lifeline. So whatever you can do to conserve water, you help your neighbor and you help your neighboring community. So please just turn your water off and just conserve as much as you can.
What else can folks do in this final day where they're on lockdown, for lack of a better term? What else can they do to assist you and all of the other people at the parish, city, and state level to help see us through this final day of our cleaning up, digging out, and reacting to this historic winter storm?
Just remember all of those safety tips that we talk about on the inside with your smoke detectors and not using space heaters with surge protectors. Don't use your stove or your oven to heat your house. All of those safety tips now, because the worst thing that we can have now is a group of fires break out and have people put themselves at risk when they could just take their time and be safe and cautious in everything.
I know you're going to have a full after action. That's going to happen at every level across the state. There are some long-range models that yesterday were calling for another Arctic blast in about 2 weeks. They seem to have backed off that now. But what have you, and I know you'll have a full kind of evaluation of everything, but early lessons learned. Is there anything that jumps out to you already on, ooh, now that we know what can happen, we should have done this, or I wish we'd have done that, or if people could have done this? Is there anything that early jumps out to you as, hey, here's a lesson that we've just already learned?
Well, there's always lesson learned, as you talked about. Two of the big things that we really learned, thank goodness we have Jay Grimes in GOCEP as a GOCEP employee. We have our own climatologist. Of course, we get the information from the National Weather Service, but Jay Grimes gave us that information before the National Weather Service really became confident. So that's the biggest thing from there. And then the other piece of it is that we have to practice. We have to learn how to respond to these ice events. We got it down pretty good in North Louisiana, but you know, when you have the ice events occurring and you see the airboats on the surface streets, that's the kind of thing we got to get the message out to the public. Hey, this is not the time to have the airboat on the surface street. And I understand people are pulling, people on wakeboards, but that's just extremely dangerous. So we got to do a little bit better messaging in the beginning about, hey, this is a very serious.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's a bit.
Yeah, your pool toys on the levees is one thing, you know, sledding down on the non-bachelor side, non-water side of the levee. That's fun. Maybe pulling up the cross-country skis and going down your residential street, that's kind of fun. But, yeah, just trying to make some dramatic snow videos for the purposes of social media and getting tags, likes, and views, maybe not such a great idea. That having been said, we've had a few fatalities. We've had a number of serious accidents, but the numbers are not as dramatic as some had feared they could be.
Oh, absolutely. We've been very fortunate that this was a powder snow and not a sleet snow. If this had been a sleet snow and we'd have had water system problems, power outages, our fatalities could have been much worse.
Talking with the director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, bottom line, today is a huge day where they expect to make leaps in progress in getting snow cleared, ice moved away, and things reopened. Do you anticipate we'll see that coming gradually over throughout the day, where we're hearing announcements of bridges, interstates, elevated roadways reopening? Or do you think it's will work all day and then say, okay, tomorrow everything will be officially open?
No, you're going to see a lot of announcements today. If you go to virtual.la.gov, you will see a complete review of where we are in real time, and you will see announcements come out from local officials. That's why I'm so glad you gave us the opportunity to be on right now, because things change from 6:30 in the morning to where we are right now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of dramatic. I'm sitting here in a studio that is facing the Mississippi River with the sun right beaming down through our windows, and it's 20 degrees warmer in our studio now than it was when we talked to you earlier this morning before sunrise. And so I can feel the power of that sun and know that it's going to do some serious melting today. So not only are all the crews working hard, but Mother Nature is finally chipping in on the positive side.
Absolutely. We've got to thank her. I said this morning that I would wish she would just go back to her house, but I want to thank her for letting up a little bit.
She tested us. She wanted to see how far we would bend before we broke.
Sure.
So there's that. All right, Jacques, any final thoughts? Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Anything else you want to share with our listeners as we see the light at the end of this tunnel and it's not a train?
No. Just thank you for the partnership with WWL and all those other media outlets that help us get the message out.
All right, Jacques. Congratulations on getting us to this point, and we can't wait for the celebrations that will ensue throughout the day with each of those announcements and really tomorrow as life returns to normal. We appreciate everything you do and joining us to keep everyone posted here on WWL.
Have a great day.
You too. Jacques Thibodeau, folks. I'm Dave Cohen. What do you got questions about? 504-260-1870. We will try to answer any questions you have about what is going on out there, what risks still remain, what progress has been made, and what the kind of future looks like in terms of schedules of returning to normalcy. But what you heard there was tomorrow, everyone go back to school, except for in Terrebonne and Acadiana parishes. Everybody go back to work. Everybody will be able to drive where they want, when they want, and life will feel more normal tomorrow. There's still going to be piles of snow on neutral grounds, particularly in shaded areas. It's still going to be that around. It will sit around, but the pavement should be passable and everything else should be up and running. I'm going to read some of your text messages up next and try to answer some of the questions coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line. And then, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're checking in with the Causeway General Manager, Carlton Dufour Show, about how progress is going, clearing the ends of the bridge where that snow was just ridiculously deep. Also, something interesting I heard yesterday. In its briefing, the city of New Orleans said they were going to send plows to the Causeway to help them clear that snow. But the Causeway said, no, we got it. So I'm going to ask Carlton Dufour Show what happened in that series and sequence of events and why the plows were on their way but then decided it was not necessary. So we'll get you updated here on WWL. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.